الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أمعر حاج قط وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في دعائه من الأدعية اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Alhamdulillah, my respected elders and dear brothers, all praises are due to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has blessed us with the wealth of Iman. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala keep us all firm and steadfast upon Iman. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us our death upon Iman. And may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala raise us up on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. All of us, each and every one of us, we have come into this world to leave this world. It's only one life Allah has given us in this dunya. Once the time is up, we have to leave. So I've come to learn how to die. Every one of us. We have come to learn how to die. So that our death becomes a very, very happy, memorable occasion where we are looking forward to meeting our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have not come to live forever. We have come to this dunya to learn how to die and how to meet our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a condition that Allah is happy with us. Because after that it's life forever and ever and ever, never to come to an end. We came from nothing. Allah created us. We are in the dunya now. And after this, is going to carry on forever and ever, never to end. Because Jannat and Jahannam is there forever and ever and ever. So if a person lives with Iman, dies with Iman, inshallah he will be saved from the fire of Jahannam and gain entry into Jannah. And forever and ever and ever and ever. And keep on saying forever and ever. And we're tired of saying forever and ever. Still it will continue. Jannah will still continue. No end to it. So Allah has given us only this one small little life. This very one chance to prepare for that everlasting life of the Akhirat. Allah keep us with Iman. Take us with Iman. And raise us up on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. You see, we have just passed through the days of Hajj, the days of Qurbani. The Hujjaj are returning from Baytullah. Hujjaj are returning from the blessed lands of Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. And many are returning from Baytul Maqdis, Palestine also, Masjid Al-Aqsa. May Allah accept everyone's Hajj, grant them Hajj Maqbool and Mabroor. Make the ziyarat acceptable in his eyes. And may Allah Pak give all of us tawfiq to one day visit his Mubarak house and Mubarak lands also with acceptance from the side of Allah. Now all these amal that took place, the days of Hajj came, the Hujjaj from Makkah Mukarramah went to Mina, went to Arafat, Muzdalifah. The amal of Arafat were carried out. Du'as were made on the plains of Arafat. From there to Muzdalifah, spending the night in Muzdalifah under the open sky, emulating the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To Mina, to Makkah Mukarramah, the pelting of the jamarat, the shayateen, the slaughtering of the animals, the tawaf of the Baytullah, the taking out of the hair, the coming up from Ihram, all these amal took place. And in the other parts of the world, we see the slaughtering of animals took place, the Udhaya, the Qurbani took place, the Takbiru Tashriq took place, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa Allahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. If you ask yourselves, what was all this amal for? Basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved the actions of one family. The family that showed total submission to the will of Allah. Allah loved the actions so much that Allah told the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you follow in the footsteps of this family, you become copycats to them. What the mother Hajara did, running from Safa to Marwa 7 times up and down. That Milayna Khadarain, where Nabi Ismail a.s., the baby was lying, and she ran with a bit of more sprint. He also copycat her in that also. What the father Ibrahim a.s. did in building the Baytullah and making dua to Allah, that oh Allah, bring the people to the Baytullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua and our hearts are linked to that place. What the father did in obedience to the command of Allah of slaughtering, the ummah also has to do that. What the Ibrahim Islam did when shaitan came to try to stop him from slaughtering, he took those stones and pelted shaitan. The ummah has been told to do that also. The ummah has been told to perform Salat at Maqam Ibrahim, the place where Ibrahim Islam stood while building the Baytullah, the scaffolding or the ladder to put on the blocks of the Baytullah, to perform the Salat at Maqam Ibrahim. The water that came up, the well of Zamzam, the Ummah had been commanded that drink from that water. Like that, all these amal took place. Why? To copycat one family. And why? Because that family was totally submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The main thing is acceptance. All these things were done. But I must ask myself whether Allah Pak accepted it from me or not. Imagine the Kaaba Sharif. Who gave the instruction for it to be built? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who was the architect? Jibreel Islam came and drew the plan on the ground. Marked the foundations. Who was the contractor? Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Who was Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam? Not only ordinary person. He was Abul Anbiya and Jaddul Anbiya. He was the father of Anbiya and the grandfather of Anbiya alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam's son Ismail alayhi salam and Ishaq alayhi salam. Ishaq alayhi salam's son Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam's 12 sons, Yusuf alayhi salam, Binyamin and the other brothers, which make up the 12 tribes of the Bani Israel. And from the 12 tribes of the Bani Israel came thousands of Anbiya alayhi salam. Ismail alayhi salam, from his progeny comes Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So imagine what a great Nabi of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was given the contract of building Baytullah. Who was his assistant, the builder's assistant? Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Such a blessed building, such a blessed house, the first house of Allah to be erected on the face of this earth for his worship. But after this building, both our father and son are making dua. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. The word تقبل generally is translated as, oh our Rabb accept, oh Allah accept. But those that have studied Arabic grammar will know that the word for acceptance is قبل يقبل إقبل. The word should have been ربنا إقبل منا. ربنا إقبل منا. Allah accept from us. But instead of the word iqbal, the word taqabbal is used. Which means that, oh Allah, that this is not worthy of acceptance, but still accept it. It's full of defects. It's full of faults. We did not carry it out how we are supposed to do it. Oh Allah, in spite of all our weaknesses, still accept it, oh Allah. Showing the humbleness, the tawadu of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh Allah Pak, we tried our best, but we could not do it how you wanted us to do it, O Allah. Huh? O Allah, you still accept it from us. Huh? Like for example, the small little child in grade R, nursery school. She did the very first artwork. The teacher gave one piece of white paper and some crayons. Draw something. Now what will the child draw? There will be a bit of scribbling here, some marks, like this, like this, like this. Now the child brings that paper home. The mother and father, deep down the heart, they know what it is. It's just a bit of scribbles. But what will they say? Hey, mashallah, so nice. Eh? Such a beautiful artwork you did. They'll take it, they'll stick it up on the wall, get a magnet, put it in the fridge, and must stay there for years. My child's artwork. But in reality, what it is? Just a bit of scribbling here and there. Oh Allah, all this amal that we carried out. In reality, oh Allah, we are like that small little child. We did a bit of scribbling here and there. But oh Allah, in spite of that, oh Allah, you are Ghafoorul Rahim, you accept it from us, oh Allah. That was the dua of Ibrahim as-salam. Rabbana taqabbal minna. So like that, we also, whatever amal we carried out, and in fact after every amal, after every namaz, we say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from a journey of jihad, from striving in the path of Allah, should return with istighfar. Ibuna, ta ibuna, abiduna, Allah Pak, we are returning. We are making tawbah and istighfar for you. Allah, we are returning with istighfar. Why? Allah Pak, how are you supposed to do it? You cannot do it like that. One of the very last surahs to be revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. When the help of Allah comes, when victory comes, and you see the people entering into the deen of Islam in large numbers, so O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now recite the tasbih of your Rabb, subhanallah, with the praises of your Rabb, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, yubhamdi, tasbih and tahmeed. Wastaghfir, and seek lot of istighfar. Ask Allah Pak for forgiveness. Allah is all forgiveness. Allah is all forgiving. Innahu kana tawwaba. Allah is prepared to accept your forgiveness. So even Rasulullah was told to seek forgiveness. When the surah was revealed, generally Sahaba Ikram became very, very happy. Everyone became very happy. Why? Allah is telling us now His help is going to come. Victory is going to come. The conquest of Makkah and all those things are happening now. People are entering the fold of Islam in large numbers now. Everyone was very, very happy. But one person was very sad and crying and sobbing like a baby. Who was that? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So people told him, what is there to cry about? Allah is telling us of victory. Allah is telling us of His help. Allah is telling us that people will be entering the deen of Islam now in large numbers. What is there to cry about? It's time to rejoice now. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He was the first Khalifa after Rasulullah sallam. His whole mindset, his mold, everything was molded in the mold of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was his companion in the cave, Thani Athnaini Dhumatul Ghar. Through thick and thin, the first person, the first man to accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He told them, well, do not understand this surah. Allah is actually telling us and informing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hello Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your mission in this world has come to an end now, and very soon we are calling you back to us now. Your time to leave the dunya has come now. So increase it your tasbih, your tahmeed and istighfar. Why must Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam make istighfar? There's two types of istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah. One is, what we were not supposed to do, we did that. We ask Allah for forgiveness for that. A person was not supposed to gamble, he was gambling. We ask Allah for forgiveness. A person was not supposed to commit adultery, but he committed adultery. We ask Allah for forgiveness. A person was not supposed to steal, but he steals. We ask Allah for forgiveness. There is one istighfar. What we are not supposed to do, we did that. Allah forgive us for that. And another istighfar is for that, O Allah, how we were supposed to carry it out, we could not carry it out. For example, we are going to read of Jumu'ah Salat now. But are we going to perform it 100% now Allah wants us? 100% concentration, devotion. Oh, minds may wander from here to there. All our actions, our postures, will it be 100% correct or there may be some defect in it? Allah, how we are supposed to do it, we could not carry it out. So istighfar for that. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. So we see, my respected elders and dear brothers, all these amal that we carried out in these Mubarak days, the Qurbani, the Hajj, the Ziyarat, we should constantly be making istighfar. Allah Pak, forgive us for our shortcomings. Forgive us for our mistakes. That Qurbani we did, O Allah. When the sons of Adam and Islam, Habil and Qabil, were told to present the Qurbanis before Allah. And they presented the sacrifice to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a long and lengthy incident. But the Qurbani of Habil was accepted and the Qurbani of Qabil was rejected. So Habil had advised his brother Qabil that this is how you do it. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. After advising him, he told him, Allah Pak tells us in the Quran Sharif, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah only accepts from the muttaqeen. The word إِنَّمَا in the Arabic language is for ihsar. That it only denounces and nothing else. Allah only accepts from the muttaqeen, the people of taqwa. If there's no taqwa, Allah will not accept it. That is why we are told, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It's not the blood or the meat that reaches Allah, it's the taqwa that reaches Allah, the taqwa of the heart. That consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every step of our qurbani, taqwa and taqwa and taqwa. May Allah is watching. May Allah can see what I am doing. I did that amal of hajj. Was it for the sake of Allah or to show the people? I did tawaf of the baytullah. Was it for the sake of Allah or to take a selfie of myself and broadcast it everywhere? I extorted that animal. But was it for the sake of Allah, or to show the people that my animal is the best animal, and I am doing it like this, and I am, and I am, and I am, that I suppose this. I am doing it like that. While doing that qurbani, was my heart linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It was linked to, see, those people are watching me. I have to show them how I am stopping this bull, or this cow, or this camel. So every step, taqwa and more taqwa and more taqwa. Before qurbani we are told not to clip our nails, not to remove unwanted haircut, etc. All that was done before the first of Zulhijjah. So even in that also taqwa. When I was having my haircut before the first of Zulhijjah, was it a one length haircut or a two length haircut? Was it in accordance to commandments of Allah or not according to command of Allah? My beard, was it in accordance to Sharia or against the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Taqwa in that. When I was choosing my animal, did I go and look for the cheapest animal just to get done with it? Or look for the best thing that I am presenting in the court of Allah? Taqwa in that also. In every step, taqwa and more taqwa. And when the taqwa was carried out, Allah Pak says, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Verily, Allah Pak accepts from the people of taqwa. May Allah Pak make us from among those people. And if we faltered in any way, that is why we are told, make istighfar. Ask Allah Pak for forgiveness. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Allah Pak, I made a mistake. Inshallah, in future I'll try to do even better. That is one of the lessons we take. Another thing is, what was the language of the Hujjaj? The language of the people throughout the world. It was Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Inna alhamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Throughout the world, people's language was Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa Allahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. That was the language everywhere. So the same language we have to perpetuate and continue with that language. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. O Allah Pak, I am present at your service, O Allah. I am present, O Allah. Whatever your command is, O Allah, I am prepared to carry it out. And the adhan is going, Labbaik, O Allah Pak, I am responding to your call. I am in my business. I bought a choice now of either involving myself in this haram transaction or staying away from it. But the language of the Hujjaj was Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Allah Pak, I am responding to your call, stay away from haram, you get barakat in halal. Yeah? I am walking on the street, from the opposite direction, Miss Universe is coming. The command of Allah is lower your gaze. Yeah? Will I give in to the dictates of nafs and shaitan or respond, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik? Allah Pak, I am responding to your call, or lower my gaze, O Allah. Every step of our lives, every step. From the time we get up in the morning, Rasulullah SAW taught us, we get up, Alhamdulillah, Alladhi Ahyana, Ba'dama, Amatana, Labbaik, O Allah Pak, I'm responding to the Sunnah of Muhammad SAW. The Mu'adhin is calling out the Adhan of Fajr, Labbaik, I'm responding. The Adhan comes, Labbaik, I'm responding. Like that, every command of Allah. This was the language of the Hujjaj. All this language can come into everyone's life. La sharika laka labbaik. Allah Pak, you've got no partner. I have to only please you, O Allah. It's easier to please one or to please a million people. You may please this person, but that person got some problem. You got to please that person got some problem with you. That person you try to please, that person will not be done like that. It's easy to please one instead of pleasing so many people one time. La sharika lak. Allah, you have got no partner. I must only please you, one Allah. La sharika lak labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk. But verily, all praise only belongs to one Allah. Wa ni'ma, every bounty Allah Pak, you have given to us is only from you. We are sitting here, we are looking at one another, we are listening, we are speaking, we are breathing in and out, we are enjoying so many ni'mats of Allah. Day in, day out, we are enjoying the ni'mats of Allah. If Allah had to just close off our oxygen supply for a few seconds, what will happen to us? وَالنِّعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكَ. And Allah, kingdom, sovereignty, kingship only belongs to you, O Allah. This person say, I am the king of this country, I am the superpower, I am the supreme of this one, and I am like that, and I am like that. No. إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ وَالنِّعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكَ. Sovereignty belongs to only one Allah. This person may say, I am the president of this country, and my command goes, and my command goes. Allah will give him one boil up on his backside, can't even sit down. Got a small toothache, can't even sleep. Where's all his sovereignty? Where was all his kingship gone? Firaun called himself, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. I am Rabb the Most High. But how Allah dealt with him? Allah caused him to be drowned. And up till today, his body is bearing testimony to the fact that how Allah Pak's azab came. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. Allah preserved his body for generations to come so they can look at his body and take lessons. His body is in a museum in Egypt, in Cairo. It's preserved. No embalming, no mummifying it, no taking out the organs how they normally you should do with all the other mummies, etc. in the Egyptian museum. Nothing is just preserved. Who has preserved it? Allah has preserved it. Why? فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً. So it can become a sign for the peoples that are coming in the future that this is what was the outcome of Fir'aun, who claimed, I am the Rabb, the Most High. So sovereignty belongs only to one Allah. إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ وَالنِّعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ. Allah has got no partner. This was the language of the Hujjaj. And we also, throughout the world, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Everyone comes and tells us this and that. Hey, look at that country, and look at that country. Look at the bombs they have brought, and look at this they have brought. Look at the weaponry. We must keep on reminding ourselves. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allah is the greatest. Allah is in control of everything. Allah knows exactly what is happening. How is happening? Where is happening? Allah is in control. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. So constantly we should be reminding ourselves about the greatness of Allah. These are the lessons of Hajj, the lessons of Qurbani. How we can try to bring it into our lives, make abundant istighfar. But Allah Pak, forgive us for any mistakes, any shortcomings. Allah Pak, we are going to return to you one day. We have come to learn how to die so that we meet you in such a condition that Allah, you are happy with us. Allah Pak, give us all tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Those brothers that are outside the Huzukan area, etc., requested to come in khutbah with staff. Let us come sit in the masjid proper, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله الحمد لله القائل وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم فنحمده حمدا كثيرا كلما يحمده الحامدون ونشكره شكرا جميلا كلما يشكره الشاكرون ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة تنفعنا يوم القيامة يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي يغبطه الأولون والآخرون أما بعد فيا أيها الناس أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون ويقول الله عز وجل لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم وقال تعالى إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أمعر حاج قط وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا لقيتم الحجاج فقولوا لهم فقولوا اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام تركت فيكم أمرين أن تضلوا ما تمسكتم بهما كتاب الله وسنة رسوله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول وبقوله يهتدي المهتدون وإذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا هذا وأحثكم على طاعة الله وطاعة رسوله من أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد خسر وغوى فأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أيد الإسلام وأنصاره وأذل الشرك وأشراره اللهم كل من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه كل الخير وكل من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين سوءا فاجعل كيده في نحره وتدبيره في تدميره اللهم شتت شملهم ومزق جمعهم ودمر ديارهم وخالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم أيد الإسلام وأنصاره اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك حقا خاصة في أرض فلسطين وغزة يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم مجري الكتاب اللهم منزل الكتاب مجري السحاب ومنزل الكتاب وهازم الأحزاب اهزمهم وانصرنا عليهم اللهم أيدنا بتأييدك اللهم أيدنا بتأييدك اللهم أيدنا بتأييدك حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت فسيكفيكهم الله وهو السميع العليم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي الكريم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون
Let us ensure that our socks are straight, heels on the line, shoulder to shoulder. Let us fill up all the gaps in between. We should be standing shoulder to shoulder, not elbow to elbow. Our shoulders should be flush with one another.
Do not leave any gaps in between for shayateen to come and spoil our ibadat. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء الحمد لله الذي واب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم أتوب إليه. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم انصر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اصلح أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم فرج عن كرب أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Q7 blocking the driveway. Please remove your car.
Let me move on. Bye-bye.
Thank you.